Hello, everybody. Fred Davis with Awakening Clarity. Got another non-dual topic for you today. That's what we're doing. We're just taking topics and taking a little closer look at some of the aspects of the non-dual experience, if you will, so that we can sort of better understand the understanding and maybe set ourselves up for experiential insights rather than just additional information from me or anyone else. I've just started a new book on the direct pointing process, so I may not be cutting videos at quite the same rate that I have been lately, but I'm not going to ignore them either. The idea is to present a full broad package of the understanding that has occurred here. Today's topic is about waking down. What we mean by that is that we're waking down out of the mind and into our body, out of the mind and into our lives. Because one of the things that we will notice is that if we have an awakening of any depth or perhaps any length, we can have the specific insight, one way or the other, that the body has been in nirvana ever since it was born. That the body has been walking around in the Garden of Eden ever since it came out of its mama's womb. And the thing that prevents us from seeing that is this. This ain't the Garden of Eden. This is not nirvana. I don't know what it is, but it's not nirvana. Even when everything falls in alignment with the mind, with this internal commentator that we have, that we place so much stock in, and that we often believe is actually us, and it's not. But even when everything falls that way, in alignment with the way that it thinks things should be, what you'll notice is this will pop up that this will never last. This will never last because. If that were to last, this would disappear. Let's take a look at this thing for just a second. I mean, see, that's its job is to create conflict and resistance. You could almost say that the mind, the commentating mind, is resistance, that it is conflict because that's what it thrives on. That's the way that it stays alive. And if you're interested in checking that, I will tell you that you can have it back, but if you want it, but you can suspend the commentator for a brief moment at least. And let's do that now. So in the absence of the commentator, in the absence of resistance, in the absence of conflict, all of which I can suspend for at least a moment, what have I got? Well, I don't know what you've got over there, but what I've got over here, in the absence of conflict, resistance, and the commentator's incessant noise, what I've got is what is. That's what I got. Actually, I am. That's what I am, is that I am what is. I am the one whole seamless being until this says that I'm not. And I'm at peace. That doesn't mean the unit's always at peace, but I'm at peace with what is as it is. I look around as I cannot find anything to object to. I can't because I can't find a problem. I find what is, and I can see that there are things that are happening within me that are skillful and that are unskillful. And if I watch them closely enough, the unskillful things will begin to move into a more skillful alignment with everything else. But I don't see anything that shouldn't be. This is what says that shouldn't be. He shouldn't be like that. She shouldn't be doing that. I should have, but most importantly, I should have done so and so that I didn't do. I should do so and so that I can't do. It's all about should, it's about a parallel universe. That's what this thing really does. It's all about what could, should, ought to be, and what could, should, ought to have been. And it's spinning the tale, the story of a parallel universe where it has all the answers. And what we notice is that what is never the answer that this would have. That's what we have, is constant objection. So when we talk about waking down, we're just talking about allowing the mind to come into alignment with the body's current experience. Because even when the body is alarmed at something, maybe there's a big dog chasing me, or my Verizon bill is $900 or something like that. And I get freaked out. And what that is really from the body's perspective, it's just guidance. It's just noticing that there's something that needs to be paid more attention to. Like let's not walk here because we do, that big dog's gonna eat our ass. Or we need to get on the phone with Verizon and raise hell. And that'll just happen. I don't have to do it, it'll just happen. But it's the body's way of noticing what's going on and telling the mind, or telling the body, if you will, that this is something that we need to handle, and it'll get handled. But the body is never saying that the Verizon bill shouldn't be $900. It's just saying that it's something that needs to be taken care of. It's never saying that dog shouldn't be chasing us. Why not? It's the world, anything can happen. So it's just noticing that if this body doesn't want to be lunch for a Great Dane, then it needs to get out of the way. Needs to take a another course. So the great news is that we can have this awakening. We can have an awakening. We can have this insight and everything, and then we begin to it. But even then, all of this is just part of life. It's just part of coming to grips with this, of allowing these insights to permeate the mind and the body so that they further align. But we don't have to wake up in order for that to happen. If we are awake, we can begin to consciously notice this misalignment, and what will happen is that this quote misalignment will begin to align itself. I don't have to actually do it. But if I don't have to wait till awakening, until I'm awake, in order to employ some of the things that we get from this seeing. In other words, I can, even when I feel like I'm the unit and I'm on the path and I hope to awaken later and all of that stuff, which is where an awful lot of people are, and it's where I was for an awful long time, but not more than about 25 years. So, where was I? So we can, within this unitness, in other words, prior to awakening, we can begin to consciously make the decision to surrender. See, we can begin to notice the commentator and notice that it's always in conflict, because that's its job, that's what feeds it, and begin to surrender to our conditions. See, we can make a conscious effort to, as the body, I feel like I'm the body, and I feel like, and I'll tell you right now, for instance, in this unit's circumstances currently, my business is not doing what I would prefer. It's just not. It's doing about a third of what I would prefer that it do. It's had a hard year or 18 months, something like that. It's been a long time. It's been struggling along. But that's not actually a problem. See, for the body, that's a problem for the mind. The body is okay. The body notices that it's fed, it notices that it's warm, it notices it's got enough money, it's got enough of everything right now. And that's all the body knows is right now. The mind knows the future, and the mind knows the past, and knows that things should have been better than they have been, and that we're threatened in the future if this business doesn't straighten itself out. So, but the body doesn't know any of that. So I don't have to suffer along with the mind. I don't have to be there. I can surrender to the fact that, well, it feels like things ought to be different, but I notice that they aren't. And I want to take as much practical action as I can to bring those things into what the ego thinks they, where the ego thinks they should be. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with our ego. We just don't want to believe it. We can use it as a practical tool. So, I want to take practical measures to bring my business back into the black, where it's making some money and everything's really comfortable and I'm comfortable and all that. But I don't have to suffer while I'm doing that, because the only thing I'm going to suffer from is that it ought not to be that this way. That's my opinion, is that I ought to be capable of bringing this business. Damn, Fred, why can't you? Are you just no kind of businessman at all? I mean, that's available. See, all that kind of stuff is available. It's available to you. It's available to me. This really has little to do with awakeness. This has to do with, are we awake to this moment, to this arising? And the arising right now is the fact that my business is not doing what I would like. So I can surrender to that from, I can consciously, if I'm feeling like I'm the unit or whatever, and if I'm awake, I can just go with the awakeness. I can just see, oh, that I am what is. I am what is. And when I'm willing to rest in what I am instead of what I think, I'm at peace. Everything's fine. Soon as I begin to move into believing, kind of like believing your own press, when I begin to believe this, I'm going to move right into suffering. Whether I am awake or I'm not awake, either way. Because I am awake. What I'm really saying when I say I'm going to move into suffering like that, it means I'm going to go to sleep for a while. See, I've moved out of, at that point, I've moved out of vertical living and then back into horizontal living. What I mean by that, vertical living means that we have an arising. It's an objectionable arising in the sense that something makes me angry, and instead of just taking practical measures to straighten that out, if possible, then I stay angry. And that staying angry is I'm angry in time, and that's playing out on a horizontal plane. In other words, playing out till it doesn't. Vertical living is where it's seen immediately, and this is what happens most of the time now, not always, but is where something will make me angry or something will make me fearful, and then it's just boom, and then all of a sudden and it's seen through. Oh, that's his problem. Talking about this, see, that's not my problem. I don't have any problems. Where's a problem? It's just things are as they are. But this unit will have preferences, and it will act on those preferences. And whether it's the kind of music it listens to, or whether it takes out the trash on a Monday in order to make sure that it gets gone, that's a preference, is that we don't have a trashy yard. I mean, it's gonna do what is next. It's gonna notice that it's hungry, and it's gonna go down and feed itself, or it's gonna stay up here with the mind that we need to get this video finished before we eat, and then I'm gonna suffer, and I'm also not gonna do a very good video that way. So, best thing for me to do is just fall into alignment. The body wants to go eat. Let's go do that and not bitch about it. So, either way, prior to awakening or within awakening, we can come down out of our minds and into our bodies and notice that everything is okay. When I do that, I then get to subscribe from the moment of that noticing on. I then get to subscribe to my experience or my thinking. Because if I notice my experience, there's never anything wrong right now. There just isn't. There may be things that need to be taken care of right now, but something wrong means that it's something that shouldn't be. And there's never anything that shouldn't be. It's just my opinions about it may say it shouldn't be, but there's never actually anything that shouldn't be, including the things that this, maybe even especially the things that this unit argues with most actively. This unit actually argues with damn near everything. Or at least it used to. Now it doesn't argue with very much. It's in a lot more peaceful place, but it's still capable of arguing, still capable of suffering. And then the great news is that we can move to a place where suffering becomes our friend instead of our enemy, meaning that we notice that we use suffering as the alarm clock. Like, oh, I'm suffering, which means, guess what I'm identifying with? I'm identifying with this unit and not the larger experience, not the truth. The truth is, I am what is, and everything's just fine. My opinion can become, I'm this, and when as soon as I do, things are not going to be as they wish, I mean, as I wish, and I'm going to suffer until I don't. So until it's seen through. So if once I notice that I'm suffering, I can know immediately that I've moved into re-identification with the unit. And at that point, I have my choice. I can surrender to the fact that I am what is, or to and that experiential knowledge, which will bring immediate peace, or I can continue to resist. It becomes a choice. This first time in my life I ever had any choices. Up until that, I was just conditioning, meeting circumstance, bam, 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 bam. No insight whatsoever. So we don't want to go any further than this, really. Just want to touch on it. So waking down, that's what we're looking to do. Forget about waking up, try waking down. Come see me. Bye.